The Rush Hour on Cold 92.5.
Great to be here wherever I am. I always love it when I'm here. But I've never been here before. It's great to be back. I've been on the road doing comedy now for 10 years, so bear with me while I plaster on a fake smile and plow through this one more time.
Hey, everybody, what is happening? Luke Bradnam with you. Thank you for joining us on The Catch Up. I need to introduce you to our special guest co-host today. Her name, Mandy Catalano. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Luke. I've had a ball today.
Yeah, first time we've met each other and been rolling along doing a radio show together. How are you enjoying it?
Good, really good. I've had a lot of fun today. It's been I feel like a cruisy time with you, Luke. There is one thing, though, I need to pull you up on. Is that off air you said I look like your girlfriend, which is so awkward. Yeah, like, what do you want me to say to that? I don't think I do because, she's a very pretty lady, so thank you, I guess.
Well, you would never have seen my girlfriend. I'm telling you, you look like my girlfriend.
And I've stalked your Instagram, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you would have seen her. All right. Yeah. Okay. No, she does. I mean, the boys are in the studio with me. Don't you reckon she looks like Fitchie?
Yeah, she does, you know.
She looked a little bit like Fitchie.
I'm going to have to make you feel awkward. He's got three guys and we're all going...
Typical men, the only similarity we have is blonde hair. And you guys are like, oh, she looks exactly the same.
You do. You look like her. How do you think you compare, Mandy, you obviously would have listened to the other contenders. We're trying to find a replacement for Margot. How do you think you've compared to the other...
Yes, you can. No, you can't.
Well, I just did. So
They're literally tuning in, because this is what I did. They're literally tuning in right now to go, is this bitch any better than me? Let's see. So I'll let them make that decision themselves.
Oh, very diplomatic. Oh. She's good, isn't she?
I'm just doing the best job
politician.
I can.
Yeah.
No, it's a tough situation. I mean, we're obviously searching for a Margot replacement, and they've been bringing in new co-hosts every second day or so, and it's we don't even know how long it's going to go for.
I've never seen such a public demo system.
No, neither have I.
It's literally like you're, as I said in the top of the show, it's like you're speed dating with different women, but in a radio.
It's good fun though, getting to meet other people. I love radio people, Mandy. I really love radio people. Like I don't know. Like I love people that are passionate about radio, like I am, and I know you are as well.
There's certainly a lot of radio nerds out there, and I'm one of them. Because you just get right into it. And it's like you notice things that the normal average Joe doesn't notice.
Average people. You notice things that average people don't notice, do you?
Because I'm not average.
No, I know what you mean. God. I know what you mean. Hey, anyway, on the catch-up this afternoon, Mandy's going to bang on about this absolute tool bag from The Bachelorette, the Noosa counsellor. What a tosspot he was. And we'll get into that for you. Warwick Capp is going to join us as well. He's doing a TV commercial with Pamela Anderson. And we'll catch up with him. What else did you like from today's show, Mandy? We'll whack some stuff in.
There was a guy who got a fine for drinking water on the freeway, which I literally do that daily. Mm. And it's not like he was drinking out of a bucket. Like, he was drinking just out of a normal plastic bottle.
Yep. We'll get to the bottom of that story, because there might be a flip side to that story, a little footnote that the cops want to add to. So we'll get into that one for you. Tool of the Week will be on as well. All that, plus Courtney Hancock, the Iron Woman champion, and going for her fourth Coolangatta gold. We'll cover off on that and a whole heap more on The Catch Up, and it's starting for you right now.
You're listening to The Rush Hour Podcast.
It is a Friday afternoon. Let's do this.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Mandy, first day on the show. You might not know how this works, but every week at this time, we reflect back on the tools of the week.
I'm a listener, Luke.
Oh, you are? Well, then you'll know how this works.
Am I not allowed to nominate myself? Because I do some stupid stuff.
Oh, anything?
But I won't.
Anything in specific? Anything specific?
Specific?
Yes.
Specific. Yeah.
No?
I'm not going to nominate myself this week, although I'm tempted to. I'm going to nominate a protester in Brisbane.
Oh, good.
Who chained himself to the railway track. He was holding up a sign. I don't know what it's something. It said something protesty on it. And he was saying, I'm not moving until something happens. And he held up trains. He held up everyone's day. And he's risking his life. He's chained to a bloody train track. Like, don't do that. I'm not fully against the protests. I understand that they often do lead to change. But yeah, a bit too far for me.
They're causing innocent people a lot of heartache, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go out to Brooksy.
The Tool of the Week.
You know, it's funny, Mandy, because before I give my Tool of the Week nomination, I actually want to crown the Legends of the Week. And this is a couple, a Brisbane couple, who had their say on the protesters. So these guys got held up. They missed out on getting to an important event that they wanted to get to because of the protesters. And they just told it like a typical Aussie couple would. Have a listen.
F-wits. I'm sorry, but they're just destroying Australia. Australia just destroyed. My husband will tell you. We're
time to get a bloody job. Australia's in freefall. People can't work. We can't get any workers going here because of this.
Oh, my God. There was a bit before that you missed. It was apparently she goes, I don't want to swear on TV. And they go, it's all right, you can swear. And she goes, okay, I will. F-wits.
They're legends, those two. But this is the Tool of the Week, and I need to crown you know, I was going to give it to the Roosters water boy, the grand final on the weekend, and the Roosters water boy, he prevented Canberra from scoring the first try of the grand final because he got in the way. Then he had a big smile on his face as well. I just wanted to throw something at the TV when I was watching him smile. But in the end, I'm going to give it to the Roosters fans. And the reason why, because Jack Whiten from the Canberra Raiders was announced the player of the match. He came from the losing side. He played outrageously good. His heart would have been broken because they lost that game in pretty controversial circumstances. And the Roosters fans booed him when he was announced man of the match. Have a listen.
And the winner from the Canberra Raiders, Jack Whiten.
Booing him. You are
like
my...
just like to think all their Raiders fans were turning up tonight.
You're my Tool of the Week.
You're the Tool of the Week.
Thank you, Brixie. All right.
Crystal in Paradise Point, who's the Tool of the Week for you?
I'd have to say Jesse from The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He got booted and well-deserved, I reckon.
Now, we're going to touch on this later on. But, yeah, Jess, he goes by, he said some real, just gross, you know, things that no man should be saying to a woman about a woman. It was feral, and he's absolutely been hammered today in the news about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well deserved.
Is he even good looking, this guy?
No!
Because he's not good looking.
No, not at all.
He really,
he's self-appointed.
He really carries himself like he's Fabio, doesn't he? Like yeah, he was a absolute tool. We will talk about him a little later on, but I think a lot of people would agree with you, Mandy. Let's crown him, Jess from...
You're the Tool of the Week.
In fact, we might fling you a prize, Mandy, because I think a lot of Gold Coasters were thinking the same thing as you. You're off to the...
Crystal, you're not giving the prize to me.
Oh, sorry.
Unless you want, you can.
I've had so many guest co-hosts come and go, Crystal. I don't know who's who.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Luke, I want to know where you stand on this. The reason my friend was recently dumped has divided my group of mates. Some of us think it's totally fair enough why he ended it. Some of us are a bit outraged by it.
Righto.
So a friend of mine who is single at the moment, she recently got set up with this guy who seems like an absolute catch. He's not only a successful actor, he's in like a Netflix series and all that. He's smoking hot. They went on their first date, went out to dinner. She said he was so lovely, so normal, which is so hard to find when you hit 30.
To find someone normal.
To find someone normal.
He's a nice guy, but he's just not normal.
Normal, exactly. It's just, you know, I feel for anyone who's single above 30, it's hard to find someone normal. Anyway, he walked her to her car, end of the night, they kissed. So it was all magical. It was like something out of a movie. They go on a second date. It's even more perfect. She's like, Mandy, I've never clicked with someone more in my life. Like, it's only been two dates, but this guy's the one, sort of thing.
Right.
So all of us girls are going, oh, you need to marry this guy. Lock him down. He's a keeper. Now, small detail I do have to add. She didn't have a cigarette on either of their two dates, but on their second date, it came up in conversation where she said to him, oh, by the way, I'm a smoker. Like, hope that doesn't bother you.
Oh, it could. That could be a deal breaker, I could see. Yeah?
Yeah. So she gets a text from him a couple of days later after their second date. And this is what it says. I'll read it out to you.
Okay, good. Go on.
Hey, I had so much fun with you the two times when we went out. Hope this doesn't sound harsh, but I just can't date a smoker. Really don't want you to take that personally. Not sure how you can't, but I think you're really great. Just wanted to let you know, instead of just disappearing and leaving you wondering why I never followed up.
God, you know what?
What are your thoughts on this?
Firstly, I can see why she thinks the guy's a good guy, because he even breaks up in a nice way.
And he's apologetic. He could have just ghosted and never spoken to her again.
He's actually a decent bloke. Like, the way he wrote that is really truthful and honest,
so nice.
and open. Yeah. And he's been absolutely true to himself, and he's been true and honest to her.
Mm.
And I mean, it's harsh for her, but it's his prerogative. If he doesn't want to go out with a smoker, he didn't want to go out with a smoker. I get it. I get it.
This is the thing. I mean, she was devastated, obviously. As I said, hard to find someone normal. He's normal. So she was like, oh, great. My poor friend, like, she's so upset about it. But I said to her, oh, I kind of think it's fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, I just think if that's his deal breaker,
yep.
And if he, because being with a smoker, like, you're close to them all the time, you're kissing them, like, you kind of do have to deal with the cigarette smell.
I get
if you're
it.
With the smoker. If you're not.
I don't think I could go out with a smoker, which is hypocritical, because I have smoked in my life.
So have I, which is also why it's hypocritical of me,
but,
too.
But I completely understand it, and I don't think it's too harsh, but I wonder if any of our listeners have ever broken up with someone because they smoked.
Yeah, look, 13 27 10. If you want to weigh in on this, if it's happened to you, or what's your deal breaker if you've maybe been broken up with because of something, or you've broken up with someone else because of a deal breaker.
I really like you. I like the way that he wrote that. I really like you. You're a really wonderful person. I had a great time, but you're just not normal. Michael from Benowa, what did you want to say, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, basically the same as you. I mean, I get it. I was a heavy smoker. Once you stop, you can smell it. You don't smell it while you're a smoker, right?
Yeah.
But in the end, as every smoker knows, everyone wants to quit, and it's just a matter of finding the right motivation, right? What's more important, the cigarettes or this very rare, perfect guy that she's found?
That's exactly what
I
said to
him. He's gonna give her a chance. If she says, I'm gonna give it a real go, I reckon he's gonna give her a chance, right?
All right, one more. Let's go to Kelly from Narang. What did you want to say, Kelly?
Oh, hey. I was ringing up with a bit of a different perspective for Mandy's friend.
Sure.
I've got no judgment on her, because I'm a smoker myself, but my husband's a smoker too, so that's fine. But I just thought, if she really, really likes this guy and was talking about if he could possibly be the one, then wouldn't that be like a great chance to possibly give up to something? Because smokers aren't stupid. We know it's a bad habit. We know we shouldn't have started doing it for whatever reason. But if she really, really likes this guy, then could that be like the kick that she needs to maybe... give it up and see where it goes.
A lot of people seem to be thinking that way, Kelly. I got a different viewpoint on it, Mandy. I'm thinking, if he really likes her, he should just take up smoking. What about that, eh?
Get him a pack of the Winnie Blues.
Why not?
Right.
Good on you, Kelly, and thanks for your calls on that.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Brisbane guy was allegedly fined for the most insane reason I've ever heard. I think every single person does this. I know I do this pretty much on a daily basis, so now I've got to be more careful. Guy from Beaudesert has been fined $173 for drinking water out of a plastic bottle while driving.
Yeah, they're saying that it's illegal to drink or eat anything.
Yep. Now, he wasn't, because when I heard plastic bottle, I was like, oh, wait, is that because he wasn't being environmentally friendly? Is that what the world's coming to, that you're not allowed to drink out of a plastic bottle? But no, apparently it's because if you're not completely in control of the vehicle, like if you're doing anything that can cause any kind of distraction, I think it's up to the cop, more or less, that says, no, I'm going to fine you because you were not in control of your vehicle.
I got to tell you, I've been driving for an enormous amount of years, and I have broken every rule on the road. But I...
No, you haven't. You are a good citizen. Mandy, he has.
I'm really not. Like, I'm a terrible driver. My girlfriend will tell you that.
God.
Like, my girlfriend hates driving with me because I break rules I don't even know exist. This is one that I did not know existed. I was oblivious to that you're not allowed to drink water. I drink a can of Coke when I'm driving around. I'd never drink drive, but I drink Red Bull or whatever when I'm driving around.
And the poor bloke, not only was it on a 39 degree day, he had just finished like a 12 hour day apparently. Got in his car. The aircon wasn't working, so he's just trying to like hydrate.
It's unbelievable. Getting, but yeah. there's a flip side to this, and this has just come out in the last sort of half an hour or so, because everybody's up in arms and outraged by it. But the cops have hit back. Now, what the cops are saying this afternoon is that there's no record that this bloke actually got fined. Oh. And the cops are saying, we wouldn't have done that. And so now what we want to do on the show, the Savo, is chuck it out to our listeners. Have any of you guys ever been fined for something like this, like drinking a can of Coke or drinking water? Has this ever happened to you guys?
13, 27, 10. Actually, my mate was fined for having his elbow out the window.
Yeah,
the cops,
right.
The cop pulled him over and said, he goes, all of you need to be in the car, because it was him and his mate.
Right.
And he's like, what do you mean all of us? We are all in the car. And the cop's like, no, all of you needs to be in the car. Or something. He worded it some dumb way.
Your whole body's got to be in the car.
Yeah, essentially. You're not allowed to have your arm out. It's like, come on, mate.
Yeah, it means you get good cops and bad cops. And when cops are fining people for resting their elbow on the window, you know you've got a tough hombre on your hands.
Yeah.
And if you're getting a fine for drinking a bottle of water, come on.
Would love to hear from a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Who's fined someone for maybe something that, you know, we don't all know is against the rules. 13, 27, 10.
Yeah.
Sue in Kingscliff, have you been fined for something pretty ridiculous?
I haven't been fined for that in particular, but it's just so amazing I'm listening to you, because the other day I was had a can of Diet Coke. I was driving, my husband was in the passenger seat, and I was having a drink out of my Coke, and he said, oh, will you just, you know, stop doing that and concentrate on the road? I said, I'm thirsty, I'm having a drink. He goes, I bet that's against the law. It's probably against the law, you're not allowed to drink in the car.
Mm, well, it is.
And I'm like, it's not alcohol. So I said, what if I'm going for a 3-hour drive from here to Coffs Harbour or something like that, and I'm on the road.
Pull over.
Let's go to Scotty. Let's go to Scotty from West Tweed. What did you want to say, Scotty?
Oh, mate, it's been a while since I did my licence, but from memory, you're supposed to have two hands on the wheel at all times.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's where pulling people up for drinking water comes from, because what happens if you are drinking beer in a car? That's illegal, but it's still one-hand drinking, and if you're under the limit, how is that different from drinking the water?
Hang on.
Is it different from using makeup?
I'm confused. Scotty. How are you supposed to have two hands on the wheel, mate? Surely one's got to be on your mobile phone. hey, let's go to Steve from Benowa. Steve, what did you want to say, mate?
Yeah, just about some stupid fines. I was on my way out really early one morning, and there was a stupid stop sign down where you would normally merge to go from one sort of intersection to the next. And I got done from 15 in the morning, got done for not stopping at a stop sign. And 2 days later, they changed it from a stop sign to a give way sign.
Really? Is that right? Hang on, mate. We want to fling you tickets to the GC600, but you asked for a police officer to call through, Mandy.
Yeah, yeah.
Braden Murphy, great Gold Coast police officer, senior constable, I believe.
Yeah. And well, senior sergeant, mate.
Senior sergeant. Get it right.
I beg your pardon.
I think you need some water.
Mate, what's the actual law, Braden?
Yeah.
Mate, the law is you can be fined for failing to exercise proper control over a vehicle. So the one that's getting around, which you love social media, you know, it'll next to me it'll have three dogs and an elephant in the car. it didn't happen. He's been asked to provide proof of it. To my knowledge to date, he hasn't done so.
Right.
So no, if you're driving down the road and you've got a cup of coffee and you're doing no harm, no foul to anybody, no issue. If you're going down the road and you drop your bottle top and you're looking for it, or you're trying to eat a hamburger while you're doing 110 on M1 and you're taking up all four lanes because it's a Big Mac,
right?
Yeah, you're gonna get a ticket for that.
I get it.
Okay, so no, you can't have burger in one hand, chips in the other, drink between your legs, just trying to sip it at the same time. I'll take note and I'll make sure I don't do that tomorrow.
Yeah, unless it's a kid's meal, then you might be all right.
Hey, I understand. I think there's something more to this story, and Braden's sort of basically saying that as well. Old mate, there's a different sort. There's a different version to this story.
Yeah.
And hey, good on you, Braden. Thanks so much, mate. We appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Drive safe.
Senior Sergeant Braden Murphy joining us right there.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Look, right now, Luke, I do want to chat Bachelorette. Now, I know not many people listening would be a huge fan of that show. It is trashy juvenile TV.
It is so.
But I do watch it, and I know you watched it last night. And regardless of whether you watch it or not, there has been an influx of articles coming out about a guy who got booted off last night for being an absolute pig.
Mm, he was a councillor, right, from Noosa.
Yeah, from Noosa. He's the talk of the town. To bring you up to speed, here are some of the disgusting comments he made last night. So they're on this group date. They're doing a photo shoot where they're all dressed up as animals. It was very dumb. And he's dressed up as a horse. And the photographer says to Bachelorette Angie, you know, why don't you sit on his back? He's the horse. So have a listen to what he said.
And then I heard the photographer say, Angie, get on the horse. My eyes lit up and I thought, damn, I'm going to be the first person she's going to get to ride.
I'm just going to shake my tail a bit.
Oh, God.
Come on, pat the horse's bum. Don't mind me if I get some wandering fingers, all right?
Ew.
How's the judgment on this guy? Like, he's a public figure. He gets voted in and out for his job by the public. And I'm thinking, Mandy, even if you've got those thoughts, wouldn't you have enough judgment to know not to say them out loud?
Well, it gets worse. So then he's talking about how one of the other guys was really close to Angie and during the photo shoot, he didn't even go in for a kiss. And have a listen to this.
He did not once go in for a kiss. Like, I would have just grabbed that sweetie and laid one on her. I don't mind if a girl turns. I've kissed plenty of girls and they've turned their heads before. I'm used to it.
He's basically saying, who cares if they are not asking for it, just do it anyway, which is friggin' disgusting. Sorry to swear on your show. But he then proceeds to call her the B word to the boys, and they all go, okay, hang on, mate, this is absolutely inappropriate. And they ended up telling Angie, and she goes, you know what, I already knew he was a pig anyway. She pulls him aside, gives him a whole spiel about how she won't tolerate this behaviour and told him to leave, which was epic. Everyone was cheering at their TVs.
He was a real villain, wasn't he?
And then he gets in the limo to go home and he says this.
I'm going back to Noosa to find a love of my life in a dirty, dingy nightclub.
What is wrong with this idiot?
Pauline Hanson's a more popular politician than
exactly.
this guy.
Exactly. But this is the thing. Now, a lot of the articles are saying, well, A, he's going to be losing his job. But B, they're saying that Channel 10 shouldn't even be casting these kinds of people on reality TV because, you know, it just gives airtime to people who think it's okay to act inappropriately. But I actually disagree.
Why?
I think it's important that they do show this kind of behaviour and then showing the other guys and Angie and everyone retaliating and saying, no, this is not okay because... Look, as much as we have come a long way, it is 2019, there are still a lot of sleazebags out there who think this behaviour is okay.
I know these guys have been, the other group, all the guys have been commended for standing up and saying to this bloke, listen, mate, that's not on the way you spoke about the Angie or whatever. Can I just chuck it out there that I've been a part of a lot of, you know, bloke groups and stuff like this, and I've never heard blokes... that aren't being filmed for TV stand up to a guy that's
so
speaking.
You reckon...
I think that the guys, I don't cut the guys, the other guys, I don't cut them as much credit as the rest of the country seems to be cutting them. I think that a lot of them did it because they knew they were on TV. And if the TV wasn't there, there'd probably be some looser lips in amongst these so-called great guys than what we saw last night. I think there might have been some fakeness on their behalf because they knew they were being filmed.
That's 100%. I agree with you there. And that's probably, the case. But I do like that they did that, regardless of the intention. I do like it because the more it's brushed off as a joke, the more people think it's fine. Mm. And, you know, oh, who cares? It's, you know, tongue in cheek. If it's like, no, you're being a pig, that shouldn't be tolerated. So,
I heard? I heard this dude is getting kicked out of Noosa Council, right? Yeah. But there is a silver lining for him because word around the campfire this afternoon is Donald Trump is going to use him as a running mate for the next election. He reckons he'll fit right into his regime.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I was doing the weather last night for Channel 9 Gold Coast News, and the story that came on just before my weather was about the great Warwick Capper. You know, he one time basically ran this city, and then he left us, and he's coming back to the city because he's shooting a TV commercial with an absolute superstar. Have a listen to this.
Pamela Anderson, Warwick Capper, and Alderton. One of the best companies in the world. Very excited to do the big commercial. See you soon, Gold Coast.
There he is, Warwick Capper. And he's joining us right now. The great man, Warwick. How are you, mate?
Warwick, how are you?
How are you guys? You miss me?
Yeah, we miss you, mate, here on the coast. It just hasn't been the same. There's no one prancing around in gold Kylie Minogue short pants like you used to.
Except you, Luke. Yeah, you were doing that yesterday.
That's true, Mandy. That's true. I'm the only one left.
I was the meter maid of Gold Coast, wasn't I?
That's right.
Put those girls a few things. Roberta's company. That
you
was
know,
funny, wasn't it?
Warwick, before we get into this advert that you're going to be doing with Pamela Anderson, it's a dream come true. The two greatest looking blondes on the planet finally teamed up together. But my favourite memory of you, mate, while you were here on the Gold Coast, was you as the meter man, the first ever meter man that we had. And the second one was when you were running for council for Bow Desert. That was a short lived political career. But do you remember it at all?
How funny was that when I was running against Pauline Hanson?
Yeah.
But then I remember I went to Bay Desert with two zoo girls. Remember I was cancelling out there, and then this guy in a wheelchair started giving me a serve.
Right.
It was funny. I had to try and keep the peace. Great. And then, I said, don't get too smart, mate, or I'll punch your tires on your wheelchair. Come and give us a hug. He said, come and give us a hug, mate.
As a politician, Warwick makes the guy from The Bachelor last night look like a good
like a genius.
I think one of my three policies they might have got a bit upset because number one was lower taxes. Let's have a lockout law for the nightclubs so there's less fights. And this number three might have upset a few people. I said everyone over 70. They can go down and tweet heads because the Gold Coast is a beautiful place. There's no room for old people.
Oh, wow.
Boom. That went over like a lead balloon. Bang.
Okay, mate. So talk to us about the two prettiest blondes on the planet getting together. You and Pamela Anderson, mate.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I can't believe that. I used to watch Baywatch and get very excited 20 years ago. Now it's going to be like working with Charlie Sheen. I said, Jesus. Finally, someone as famous as me. It's fantastic.
Well, Warwick, I'm picturing you in, because it's a commercial for Ultra Tune. I'm picturing you in tiny red speedos, Pam in her old Baywatch outfit, and you're both running along the beach. And when you see someone in the car park with a broken down car, you run off and Ultra Tune save the day. Is that how it goes? Have I nailed it?
Funny. No, I'm not sure of the script now. I'm still waiting for it. It's going to be funny. And I was just speaking to Mrs. yesterday. I said, imagine if I wear speedos and I get a bit excited. That can't be happening. So I think I better go to the ordinary Lebesgue bike shorts and just in case.
Warwick,
scrap the speedos. Yeah.
Is your wife worried, mate? Because you are a ladies' man. You're a pants man of ill repute. Everybody knows that. And here you go with Pamela Anderson. Surely there's going to be a romance on the set between you two.
It won't be a romance. It might be just a bit of stuff for the commercial. Nothing real.
Right.
So she doesn't care too much. She's actually better looking than Pamela Anderson.
Your wife's better looking than Pamela Anderson.
She's got a good rig too, so it's going to be great on the set.
I'm even
bringing my son out. My son wants to be the gaffer, Indiana Kappa.
I bet he does.
He's on there too, so he's very excited.
Who gets paid more, mate? I mean, that's an interesting one. On the set of the commercial, who gets paid more? You or Pamela?
I think you asked about last year with Charlie. I think he got a fraction more, but he's had a bit more royalties with his show. So I think about the same. I think
right. So it should be. Mate. Yeah. So it should be.
Whoever looks better in the bikini.
Yeah. Apparently she looks unreal. I saw her on Ellen 6 months ago, and she still fits in a size 7 or size 6. Bikini.
That's the dream. Have you met her?
No, I haven't. I just pinched her idea once because she, remember our weekend at Warwick? She used to have a weekend at Pamela's. I said, I like that idea. I'm going to do that too.
Hey, Warwick, we love you, mate. You're a character, and the coast hasn't been the same since you left us to head down south. We can't wait for you to be in town to shoot with Pamela Anderson, and thanks for your time to Savo, my brother. Appreciate it.
Good, guys. We love you. Great station. Hopefully the statue's up at Temple Avenue soon.
Where is the Warwick statue?
You're guilty.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Every year, it seems, whenever we have the Coolangatta Gold or the GC600, Mother Nature just chucks her absolute rubbish at us.
Decides to ruin it all. But, I mean, they're getting wet, though, so it's not.
Yeah, that's true.
Surely it won't ruin too much. But I imagine it would just be an uncomfortable day.
Well, it's going to be an uncomfortable day tomorrow because it's going to be pelting down rain. We're looking at maybe 40 millimetres of rain on the coast. We need it. Don't get me wrong. We've got the bushfires and all that sort of stuff. So it'll be good to get a cop an absolute drenching. But I do the weather for Channel 9, Mandy.
Yes, yes, of course.
And so tonight I'll be standing out in the rain. I have a theory that television stations hate their weather people and they're trying to kill us off because whenever there's like lightning or a cyclone,
yeah,
it's like chuck the weather guy out there and, yeah, come on, we'll stay in the studio and Get Luke out there.
Have you ever been that guy that stands there literally while the wind is blowing you away and the umbrella is going up? Like, you know the umbrella when it's like flying up?
I cop a bit of rubbish from the guys. They give me a bit of stick all the time because the last cyclone that came through, which was not last year but the year before up in North Queensland, we all get sent up there to cover the cyclone. And my base, we all had different bases. Some people were in Airlie Beach. And you're never really sure exactly where the cyclone's going to hit. And because you're a weather guy, you want to be right in
the eye. Yes. In the eye of the storm, literally.
So I get based out of Townsville. And there's not one single drop of rain comes to Townsville the whole time I'm up there. I never got rained on in the middle. And so they do this bit at the top of the news where they put all of the reporters in boxes and they go, and we're covering the cyclones with reporters right the way across the coast there in the firing line. And they go to the boxes and we're like the Brady Bunch because there's nine reporters taking up the whole of the screen, Mandy. Yeah. Eight of them are standing in drenched rain and cyclonic winds.
You're there sipping a cocktail on the beach.
I'm in a short sleeve shirt with a brilliant sunset behind me.
Yeah.
And it just looked so tropical. It looked like I was selling P&O cruises or something, you know?
Maybe they don't hate you then. Maybe they like you out of all the nine reporters. You're the only one they like.
But get this one. So I live in a high rise in Southport. And I'm on the 17th floor. I hop into the lift today and there's somebody else already in the lift. And elevator small talk is the most uncomfortable small talk on the planet. It's
painful.
The only thing as a dude that surpasses it for an uncomfortability factor is the small talk that dudes have with one another at the urinal, okay?
Oh, why would you even just stay quiet?
That's really uncomfortable, but this is uncomfortable as well. We get in there, and what's the easiest thing to bring up? The dude brings up the weather. Oh, it looks like it's going to be wet today, and I'm going, yeah. And he doesn't know I'm a TV weather guy. This guy starts up, he goes, you know, on the news last night, they said that we're probably going to get some rain tomorrow, but you know those TV weathermen, they have no idea what they're talking about. I swear they just pull the forecast out of their ass. This is what he says, right? And I'm sitting there going, probably me you were listening to, mate.
Yeah, it was me who you were bagging out. As long as you two didn't start weeing in the elevator and turn it into a urinal chat.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
A massive weekend here on the coast because the Coolangatta Gold is on this weekend. The big day is on Sunday when hopefully we're going to have nicer weather than tomorrow.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, Mandy, I'm cheering for Courtney Hancock in the Iron Woman event.
She's won a few times.
She's an absolute legend. In fact, I was down there for the launch of the Coolangatta Gold the other day down at the Coolangatta Surf Club, and I was looking at the trophy that they participate for. Courtney's name is on this trophy a few times over. Yeah. But every name on the trophy is a legend of the sport. And Courtney's having a crack on Sunday. She joins us right now. Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Hello, how are you going?
We're going all right. Hey, there's a cool article on you in the paper today about an encounter you had with a shark a few years ago while you were training for this.
I know, one of my friends called me up this morning. I was like, what are you talking about? I think I must have mentioned that to someone a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about some fun facts, I think, before the gold.
Right.
That was probably about 6 years ago. A shark, it kind of took me out from the side when I was doing a paddle one day. So
really?
What happened? It just swam away?
Well, it was a fair way out. I was one of those silly people that was like, going way out to sea. So I wasn't anywhere like in between the flags or anything. But I don't know, it kind of gave me a really big fright and I went into shock. And I always thought if a shark ever came up to me, I'd be like super brave and I'd paddle straight at it. And I was so dramatic. I was screaming and crying, shaking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You didn't punch it like that. Who punched
Mick
the
Fanning.
Shark? Yeah.
Or Mick Fanning. I did a complete opposite to Mick Fanning.
What about that? Mick Fanning punched a great white in the mouth and Courtney sobbed on her ski.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was a little baby out there, but it was all good. It just kind of ran into me. I did actually research that hammerhead sharks actually don't see quite well, so it must have just, I was in wrong place, wrong time. But I'm still here today, still going.
Yeah, and ready to rock and roll on Sunday for another shot at the Coolangatta Gold. How's your chances, Courtney? How are you feeling about it?
I feel really good. I'm really relaxed. I started to get a bit nervous throughout the week, but these couple of days leading in, I'm just kind of enjoying. To be completely honest, the last 6 months, I've felt absolutely exhausted every day of my life. So this week, I'm actually feeling really good and bouncing around. So I'm just kind of enjoying feeling that way. And, I'm ready to go. And all I can do is, you just go to war. You get out there, you put your togs on. And I know I've done everything I possibly can. So, and I want it really badly. So I'm just going to have to get in there and do my thing.
Well, you took a year off last year, is that right? And then you're back for, you're hoping for your fourth crown?
Yes. So I took last year off because I really want longevity in this sport, and I just felt doing that race back-to-back-to-back, because I just really wanted to look after myself, so I decided to sit on the sideline, and geez, that was hard.
Well, hopefully the weather's all right for you this weekend, because it's meant to be horrible, I think, tomorrow. I mean, you're going to get wet anyway, but, I assume it would make it a bit harder.
I know, it's a bit like that with our sport. It's like, I hope it doesn't rain. It's like, the end of the day, we're going to get out there and get wet. But I think it's actually predicted to be a really strong southerly, so it's going to be a bit of a battle coming back for all of us in there. But that's what we love. You've got to be tough, and this race is, it's a lot of mental out there. It's a mental game with yourself, which I love. I love that part about being an athlete. Exciting stuff.
Well, good on you, Courtney. Yeah. All the best. I love it. I love it when you said, I'm going to go to war. I'm going to put on the togs and go to war. I love that. Quote of the week. Courtney Hancock, you're an absolute champion. I hope you're on the podium on the weekend. All the best.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
There she goes, Courtney. And get out and cheer these champions over the weekend. Can I say, Mandy, it's been fantastic having you this afternoon.
Oh, Luke, I've had an absolute ball. Thanks for having me. I think I'm back Monday if I'm invited. What's the verdict?
Mandy will be back on Monday, and we will catch you Monday afternoon as well from 3 for your local drive home. Cop you there and have a great weekend.
Bye.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.